Module 6. Top Choices. A. Listening and Speaking. Page 77.
Shopping comes to life at Khan El Khalili. All this month, our correspondents are travelling to famous markets around the world. This week, Nell Campbell visited Khan El Khalili in Cairo, Egypt.
I have to admit something. I'm not a big fan of markets. Secluded tropical beaches are more my style than crowded streets. So, when my boss told me to visit one of the busiest markets in the world, I wasn't very enthusiastic. But I had no choice, so last Friday I flew to Cairo and set off for Khan El Khalili the next morning. My knowledgeable taxi driver gave me a short history of the market on the way. Khan El Khalili, which is in the center of the city, was first built in the late 14th century. It was named after Jaharkas Al Khalili, who was a powerful prince at the time. Then, in 1511, the old market was demolished and rebuilt with large gates and parallel streets. Nowadays, the market is open every day from early morning to sundown, except for Friday mornings and all day on Sundays. At first glance, it didn't look like the market had changed much since medieval times. In fact, entering the Khan was like stepping back in time. There weren't any technological gadgets or designer label clothes. Instead, most stalls seem to have the same type of products they had hundreds of years ago. As I started walking around, I noticed that there were specific areas for certain goods. For example, one street had stalls selling gold jewellery, while another was filled with aromatic spices. A lot of the stalls were for tourists with toy camels and marble statues of pharaohs. It was easy to get lost on the ancient, unmarked streets, but that was part of the fun. I never knew what was around the corner, from old movie posters and chessboards to copper tea sets and antique books. Like most traditional markets, you won't find price tags in the Khan. Instead, you have to bargain. A useful rule is to ask how much an item is, and then try to pay half of that price. You need to be patient, but it's worth it. On one occasion, I had to walk down the street before a stall holder gave me a fair price for a silk scarf, just 10 euros. After shopping for 3 hours, I was exhausted. Thankfully, down a quiet, narrow side alley, I found El Fishawi Cafe, a popular meeting place for local artists. It's the oldest coffee house in Egypt, but for some reason, the waiter recommended a mint tea. In any case, as I sipped on my tea, I felt glad that I had experienced Khan El Khalili. It might be far more stressful than shopping in a mall, but you'll love getting lost in this busy maze.